committee will come to order. The committee is meeting today to hear testimony on H.R. 4322. Under Rule 4G of the committee rules, any oral opening statements or hearings are limited to the chairman and ranking minority member. This will allow us to hear from our witnesses sooner and help members keep to their schedules. Therefore, if other members have statements, they can be included in the hearing record under unanimous consent. Today's hearing is on H.R. 4322, the Indian Trust Reform Act of 2005, the bill I introduced with the committee ranking Democrat, Mr. Rahal. H.R. 4322 is a companion to S. 1439, a bill introduced this summer by Chairman McCain and Vice Chairman Dorgan. Our work on the issue has occurred on a bipartisan and bicameral basis. I should stress that H.R. 4322 is not a done deal. It's a work in progress, and I think it's safe to say that all of the other sponsors feel the same way. As the title of the bill suggests, H.R. 4322 makes significant reforms in managing assets and accounts held in trust for Indians. While today's hearing concerns the entire bill, most of the focus will be on Title I, which provides a direct and conclusive settlement of the Cobell versus Norton lawsuit. This lawsuit isn't anything new to the committee. It has been in district and appeals courts for 9 years. As I've said in previous oversight hearings, the case has taken on almost legendary proportions in its acrimony, which points to a need to settle it. Having said that, I don't wish to dwell on the judicial combat because it doesn't advance the goal of writing a legislative settlement that is full, fair, and equitable. Two decisions in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, one on December 10, 2004, and the other on November 15, 2005, provide us with important information on the laws pertaining to historic accounting of individual Indian money accounts. I expect to hear different interpretations of these decisions from our witnesses today, and the committee can rest assured we will also seek briefings from neutral experts on these developments. But the fact remains that continuing to litigate the accounting claims poses risks for both parties. The people at the heart of the case, and I'm talking about the individual Indians, not the trial lawyers or government lawyers, still await a conclusion after 9 long years. Before I turn to the ranking member for his opening statement, I want to make one more remark. Title I contains a blank space in the parts dealing with the settlement figure. This is deliberate. It is one of the trickier issues to resolve. It has to be based on a combination of legal reality stemming from the recent appeals court decisions, of common sense, and of moral obligation to Indians that are touched by this case. Now I'd like to recognize Mr. Rahal for any opening statement he may have.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for having today's hearing. For more than a century, the federal government has been the trustee of funds for Indian tribes and individual Indians. Dozens of reports over the years have documented the Department of Interior's inability to accurately account for trust fund money and manage the accounts on behalf of Indian country. This committee has worked with account holders and administrations of both parties to clean up the management problems and atone for inaccurate account balances. Frankly, we've been impeded by administrations of both parties and undercut by various others who have sought to protect their own interests in this debacle. For some reason, the administration, regardless of who is in the White House, is convinced that if they just move some authority from one office to another, recognize BIA, or buy another new computer system, it will all be fixed. I've watched this happen and fail under every president since President Reagan. The Cobell versus Norton lawsuit achieved its early goals of bringing the problem to a head and getting the attention of all three branches of government. I fear, however, that the case has mutated into something I barely recognize from those early days. The animosity between the parties is as bad as any I've ever seen. While each side tries desperately to get the other to bend to its will, the Indian account holders still have not gotten a true accounting, and I've come to believe they never will. I greatly admire Ms. Eloise Cobell and have had the honor of working with her on this issue since the mid-1980s. Her tenacity for justice for Indian account holders and her steadfast focus on correcting decades of mishandling of Indian monies has been the driving force in drawing attention to this issue. I believe her cause is still as genuine as it was the first day we met. Unfortunately, I cannot say the same for all others involved. From my perspective, the Cobell plaintiffs long ago proved their point that the government has mismanaged the trust fund accounts and the account holders need to be made whole. Numerous attempts at settlement of the lawsuit have failed, including one sponsored by myself and Chairman Pombo, along with Senators Campbell and Inouye during the 108th Congress. The time and money being spent on this lawsuit is affecting every decision being made at DOI with regard to Native Americans, and as a result, programs are suffering. Throughout our efforts to bring about settlement, we have been asked by several interested parties to formulate a potential legislative settlement and reform of the management process. In response to these requests, Chairman Pombo and I have introduced H.R. 4322, a companion bill, as 1439 was introduced in the Senate by Indian Affairs Committee Chairman John McCain and Ranking Member Brian Dorgan. Today, we'll receive testimony on Title I of the bill, which deals solely with the settlement of Cobell versus Norton. I hope we've not lost a window of opportunity to gain congressional support for such legislation. I am, as always, committed to working with you, Chairman Pombo, and Indian account holders to bring about fair compensation to those individuals wronged in the past and to ensure the integrity of the system for the future. And this legislation could be an important opportunity to put the trust back in this government's management of Indian monies. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.